Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Yavam Sav Lamed. We're starting by the seventh line with the words Al Daitu Drama Gamaliel. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mimsar Basbiaka Moshe Hernish Amosh Shada Havan Oliyah. And we're discussing Shiz Drama Gamaliel from the Mishnah. He had said that Ein Mimer Acher Mimer. That means that Mimer isn't effective after another Mimer. For example, Reuven dies, leaving two wives. Shimon did Mimer to one and then did Mimer to the other. Well, the second Mimer doesn't accomplish anything. And that's because Mimer is a partial Kenyan. And the first Mimer was kind of whatever was able to, meaning nothing's left over for the second one. The way to say this is Mad Matzi Mimer Liknos. Whatever the Mimer was able to accomplish, that first one accomplished, so nothing's left over for the second one. So now coming from that, the Gemara tells us on that term Gamaliel, Kodrim Gamaliel, Maushe de Bia Psula Acher Bia Psula. Is there any validity to a Bia Psula after another Bia Psula? For example, if his two Yavamas falling to one Yavam, he gave Yavama one a get, then he was Bial her, then he was Bial the other Yavama. So do we say that Mad Matzi Bia Liknois, Kvar Konarishain, and the second Bia did nothing? Or maybe not? Similar question, Bias Bentesha Acher Bias Bentesha, do we say there's any validity to the Bia of a 9-year-old Yavam after another Bia of his? I mean, we have the Yavam who's 9-year-old in one day, and we know that it's officially considered a halachic Bia, but it's only a partial Kenyan. So if he did Bia to one Yavama and then to the other one, does that one have any validity? Similar question, Bia Psula la Acher Bias Bentesha and Bias Bentesha la Acher Bia Psula. Do we say that Apostle Bia has any effect after the Bia of a 9-year-old or the Bia of a 9-year-old after Bia Psula? I wouldn't have a clarity on all these questions. Now, continuing another level of discussion, Maushi Yadu Chachamim Lerm Gamliel. Do we say the Chacham Magrinerm Gamliel, the Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, Bivama Achas? And they would hold the Ein Mimer Acher Mimer with one Yavama. They argue with him whether there's two women falling to one man. Over there, they hold a yes Mimer Acher Mimer because we're talking about two different women. So even though we're going to say that Mimer was a partial Kenyan according to Chachamim, still, the first one had a partial Kenyan done to her, but that has nothing to do with the second one. Well, let's say there's only one Yavama and one Yavam, and he does Mimer to her, and then he does Mimer to her again. Do we say the second one also has effect, or maybe not? Maybe the Chacham would agree to Rim Gamliel, the second one has no Shaiches. And we further clarify, hey Chavita, what's the case over here? So also Mimer Bivimtai, person did Mimer to his Yavama, the Nasan La get, and then he gave her a get, va'asa mimer, then he did mimer again. Same time, mimer, yesh mimer, acher mimer. If you want to say that one mimer after another does accomplish something, it does have effect, even when we're dealing with just one yavama, so loy nifter ba'isa get. That means she wasn't putter with that get. Again, he did mimer to her, and then he gave her a get. Now, if you want to say the yes mimer, acher mimer, even with one woman, so that get only puttered whatever the first mimer was able to accomplish. But there's a whole second part of her, let's say, that wasn't touched, that was unaffected by that first mimer, so the second mimer did accomplish something, and that means she would need a second get. Whereas im taimar ein mimer acher mimer, if you want to say there's no mimer after mimer with one yavama, so nifter baisa get, that means she's completely potter with that get that she received for the first mimer, and the second mimer is nothing and she could just go free. Now if you then buy, he asks another question, kiddush isha me'ach shava acher shloshim yom. Let's say a person was mekadesh a woman using his lashon that he wants the kiddushin to be chal from now for after 30 days, which means it's basically taking effect very slowly. Let's just say that the kiddushin is broken up into 30 parts, and every day one little part is chal, and then what happened in the middle, her sister fell to the man within 30 days. So as Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel with this interesting Kiddushin, Me'achshav Lachar Shloshim Yoyim, and then Reuven's brother Shimon happened to have been married to Leah, Rachel's sister, and Shimon died without children in the middle of those 30 days. Did we say that even so, Ein Mimer Acher Mimer? Because in a way, we could look at Reuven's Kiddushin to Rachel as a Mimer, because basically it's a quasi-Kiddushin, and now that Leah's falling to him for Yibum, maybe we would say, Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, then nothing's able to be accomplished with Leah. As we answer that, no, Loy Amar Megamaliel Elei Dei Get, Vali Dei Mimer. Rav Gamaliel only said, ain't this, acher that, when we're dealing with a get or mimer, meaning ain't get, acher get, ain't mimer, acher mimer. And that's because he doesn't view it as one thing can't be chal once something was already chal. Rather, when we're talking about the same thing, either a get or a mimer, each one only partially works. And let's say it works on the first half of the woman. That was the example that we've been giving the whole time. So once he did a mimer, so that works on 50% of the woman, another mimer simply doesn't work because it's only able to work on the first half and the first half is already taken care of. But in this example that we just brought up with the Kiddushin, which is only Chal fully after 30 days, and then a Yavama falling to him, that's not a Mimer and a Mimer or a Get and a Get. That's a partial Kiddushin, and therefore Mimer would be able to work, because again, we're talking about two separate things. Mimer and Kiddushin is not the same thing. But now once we brought up this case of a Kiddushin Me'ach Shavach HaShloshim Yoyim, the Gemara says, V'hu D'mayer B'vo B'Shem B'Yechanon Afilu Kiddushin Me'a Taifsin Ba D'Loy Krem Gamliel. That is then for a V'vo B'Shem B'Yechanon, that even Kiddushin of 100 men are going to be Taifis in her, that's definitely not like Krem Gamliel. This is a unique case regarding this Me'ach Shavach HaShloshim Yoyim Kiddushin. So that's Reuven's Mekadesh Rachel Me'ach Shavach HaShloshim Yoyim. And as we had said, let's pretend that the Kiddushin is broken up into 30 different parts, one being Chal every day. That means that really technically other men could be Mekadesh her within these 30 days because there's always part of the original Kiddushin which is left over until that 30 days is up. And therefore, says Rav Obashim Rabbi Yechanan, even 100 men can come along and be Mekadesh her day after day or hour after hour because again, there's always that little bit of Kiddushin left over. That's not like Rav Gamliel, because we just explained Rav Gamliel. When we're talking about the very very same thing, mimer and mimer, get and get, or over here, kiddushin and kiddushin, whatever the first one accomplished, each one accomplishes the same exact thing. So once the first one already chapped onto that, it already accomplished whatever it's able to do, so anyone else coming along is not able to affect that very same thing yet again. The Rambam Gamliel would not agree to this case. And on top of the brand new halacha, halacha beis. The Mishnah begins, ketzad. What's an example of this? Now, usually, when you have a Mishnah that starts out with ketzad, it's a continuation of the previous one, further explaining what the previous Mishnah was talking about. Over here, though, Mepharshim point out, that's not so. Our previous Mishnah, we had a machlekes from Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding Mimer and Get and Bia and different things. It was one chal after another. Here, moving on to something similar, but again, it's not a continuation of the previous Mishnah, so we hear the Mishnah starting out saying ketzad, and we would translate that as, what would the din be in the following situations? Asa Mimer b'yavimtai v'nasan la get. Let's see, did Mimer tez Yavama, and then he gave her a get. Again, as opposed to the previous discussions, where he did Mimer to one Yavama, and then gave a get to a different one. We're talking about one Yavama, he did Mimer to her, and then he gave her a get. Do we say that the get patters the Mimer, and then she's completely free, or maybe not? And then, so Sricha Menu Chalitza, she still requires Chalitza from him. Now let's say, Asa Mimer v'chalat, he did Mimer to her, and then he did Chalitza, Tzricha Menu get. She requires a get from him. That's to get rid of the Mimer. And let's say, Asa ba Mimer, Ubal, he did Mimer to her, and then he was Baal her, Harizuku Mitzvasa, that's the proper mitzvah. Because we know with regular marriage, first you give Kiddushin, and then there's Nisuin, which is the Bia. So it's the same thing with the Yavama. It's actually Chatchila. The first do Mimer, give her some sort of Kiddushin, and then to be Baal her. And that's what the Mishnah says, Harizuku Mitzvasa. Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Ketzar Asa Mimer v'chulu. Now we just point out, Hada Amr, the Mishnah clearly tells us, Shaget Paiter Yosr Mashakana Mimer, that a get patters more than what Mimer accomplished. Because Im Taimar and a get Paiter Yosr Mashakana Mimer, if you want to say the get doesn't patter anything more than the Mimer acquired, well then Yabim, let him do Yibum to her. In other words, we're saying as follows. First case Mishnah was, if he did Mimer, then he gave her a get, she still requires Chalitza. Now let's just give random numbers. Let's say that Mimer accomplishes a 50% acquisition of the Yavama. The Gemara is pointing out that it has to be the get accomplishes more than that and actually frees 60% of the Yavama. Because if you want to say the get frees 50% of the Yavama, the same exact amount that Mimer acquired of her, so then it should be a wash. Mimer acquired 50%, then he set that 50% free. That means that there's a full 50% remaining, so as he just miyabim that other 50%. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. Rather, it says he has to give her chalitza. So it must be that a Mimer accomplishes a 50% acquisition. The get, though, freed 60% of her, so now her numbers are off, and therefore we'd have to give her chalitza to set the remainder of her free. As we're fine, if that's the situation, then what about the following? Amar, let's say he says when he gives her this get, lo yifter giti el mashakana mamari, then my get that I'm giving you now should only free that which my Mimer acquired. So maybe in that case, he would be allowed to marry her because the Mimer acquired 50% and the get's freeing 50% because that's a stipulation. Says the Gemara, no, in that case, even that which his Mimer was kaina is not going to be patered by his get. Why is that? Because krisos and einzu krisos, the Torah says about a get that it has to be a safer krisos, it has to be a complete severance. And this is not a complete severance. A person's not able to limit the ability of his get. Let's say a person gives a get to his wife in a regular situation and he says, it only works that you're partially divorced from me in regards to things A, B, and C, but not in regards to X, Y, and Z. The Gemara Gittin tells us that doesn't work because that's not a full safer krisos. It has to be a complete severance. And therefore, in the case of Mimer, if he says, my get should only pater what my Mimer accomplished, that actually wouldn't be a get at all. And therefore, this question falls away. Now to the next case of the Mishnah, which was, also Mimer, v'chalat tzricha menu get. He did Mimer, then Chalitza, she still needs to get from him. So says the Gemara, Chalitza psula pateres. Chalitza psula does pater, does accomplish something. That's the case that we just had where he did Chalitza after Mimer. Now, since there's Mimer there, Chalitza doesn't accomplish anything. She still requires a get to get rid of the Mimer. The question is, what does the Chalitza accomplish? And that's what the Gemara says, l'hai demila, practically, how exactly does Chalitza help her? The answer is, shim yavai acher v'kidisha tzara, tafsibah kiddushin. Then if somebody else comes and is mekadesh the tzara, the co-wife, the other one, then kiddushin does work. That's because the Chalitza gets rid of all zikas yibum. And even though the Yavama, who had received Mimer, she needs a get to get rid of that Mimer, but the Chalitza that was done to her accomplishes now there's no more zikas yibum, even in regards to the tzara, so now the tzara receives kiddushin from somebody else. That's perfectly fine. Now we have another question. What about this woman herself, the original one? Ba'acher v'kidsha, let's say somebody else was mekadesh her after she received the chalitza, but before she received the get, which is going to get rid of the mimer, mekim shenekra menu zikas hames, tafzuba kiddushin, since there's no more zikas hames because chalitza was done, so maybe the kiddushin from this random person does work. Or perhaps, since she still needs a get for the mimer, maybe kiddushin is not taifes and wouldn't have an answer to this. Now going to the last case of Mishnah where we had said, also ba mimer ubal, harezuk mitzvasa, that if he did mimer, then he was bail her. That's a proper way to do the mitzvah. So Amar Babar Mamel, he tells us, Hada Amar, this clearly says, she mitzvah kadesh v'achach livol, that it's a mitzvah in a regular case to be mekadesh a woman and then to be bail her. How do we see that? Because mime she'ain kasev ba kiddushin at oimer harizu kimin tzvasa. In this situation of yibum, where it doesn't say anything about kiddushin, really the ikar mitzvah of yibum is just to be bail her. But still, the Mishnah says that what's the mitzvah? What's the proper way to do it? First maimer, then bia. Well, ha'isha with a regular woman shekazu ba'kiddushin. It does say in the Torah that you have to mekadesh her lekol shekain. Shouldn't we say for sure that first you're mekadesh her, then you're bail? And this is to exclude the idea of kiddushin bebia. We know that one of the valid ways of doing kiddushin is to be bail her. Haralacham considered that pritzusa, that it's not the proper way to do it, and that's what we're seeing from this Mishnah, that the proper way to marry a woman is to first be mekadesh her with money or shtar, and afterwards to do bia. Now, the Mishnah has some more cases, continuation of the previous one. Nasan get, he gave the Yavama a get. Right away, he gave her a get, va'asa maimer, then he did maimer, tzricha get v'chalitza, she requires a get and chalitza, and I think we're going to explain why. Next case, nasan get, he first gave her a get, ubal, then he was bail her, tzricha get v'chalitza, also requires a get and chalitza. Lastly, nasan get v'chalatz, if he gave her a get, and then he did chalitza, well, in la chalitza klom, nothing's necessary after chalitza. Chalitza is the full severance, so he doesn't have to do anything. The Gemara quotes a mission, nasan get v'asa maimer v'chulu. Then we clarify, why in the first case does he have to give her get and chalitza? That's because get l'mamarei v'chalitza l'zikasai. The second get is for his maimer. The first get didn't accomplish anything, so the maimer was able to be chal. Therefore, he needs a get to get rid of that maimer, and chalitza needs to be done for the original zika. Because remember, even when we have a maimer, there's still a little bit of a zika there, so the chalitza has to get rid of the zika. Now, it's the next case, where Mishnah had said that he gave her a get and then was bail her, so she requires a get and chalitza. So here the Gemara points out, Hada Amra, the Mishnah is telling us that Bia Psula ain't a pateres, that Apostle Bia doesn't pater her. And the reason why it's Apostle Bia is because the first thing he had done was give her a get. Now, even though just giving a Yavama a get doesn't really accomplish anything, what does help is that the Bia doesn't work. The Bia is the Bia Psula, and therefore she requires a get for the Bia, and she requires chalitza for the Zika, which is still remaining. Now, it's like Gemara Stira, Esochem, come and see. Chalitza Psula pateres, Ubia Psula ain't a pateres, Chalitza Psula paters, but a Bia Psula doesn't pater. How does that make sense? Just in the previous mission at the top of the Amud, we had a case where he did mimer, then chalitza, she still requires a get for the mimer, and we had pointed out that even though the chalitza is a chalitza psula, it doesn't fully get rid of everything because she still requires a get, it still does work to some extent. But over here, we're saying that the bia psula, which was after the get, doesn't accomplish anything. Seems to be a stira. Usually chalitza and bia are on the same level. So my answer is no, chalitza adesha ikar psula paiteres, but bia adesha ain't ikar psula in a paiteres. Chalitza, since its core, the idea of it is to pasel, which over here really means just to sever the bond between the two of them, so that's able to pater to some extent, even when it's chalitza psula, as opposed to bia, which doesn't sever the bond between them, it actually makes a stronger bond when there's a bia, so that's yibum, which is bringing them closer together. So even though, yes, a side effect, if you will, of bia is getting rid of the zika, but still, since the whole concept of bia is to bring them closer together, so when it's a bia psula, it's not able to pater, and it does not get rid of that zika. That's more fine. V'lo tifter b'alakayl, v'tifter b'alachaymer. We understand to say that a bia psula is not going to pater her when it comes to a kula. But when it comes to a chumra, maybe the bia psula should pater her. Laman alpha, laman alpha on top. V'lai demila, in regards to what? Would a bia psula pater her? And that would obviously be a chumra. And that's the following. She'im ba echad v'kidish es hatzara, tafsu ba kiddushin. If somebody else comes along and is mekadesh the tzara, again, she's not the one who received yibum. That'd be the main one. But the tzara, if she receives kiddushin from somebody, so maybe that should be considered valid kiddushin, and that would be l'chumra. And that's because the bia psula at least accomplished, then now there's no more zika. So now when the tzara receives kiddushin, that would be valid. And we said something very similar to that in the previous case of the chalitza psula. So I'm rebuked, and he answers that no, kiyamte, I explained it. The reason why it's not valid is because kol yivama she'in kula l'chotz, lo'aylam hi b'fnim, ad she'teitzi l'chotz. A yivama who's not 100% outside, so she's considered inside until she's outside. In other words, when we're dealing with the chalitza, even though it's chalitza psula, that at least gets rid of whatever zika is remaining. That would be valid. But over here, again, since we're talking about a bia, and that doesn't get rid of a zika, maybe part of the zika, but doesn't get rid of the whole zika, because the review done is wording it, she's not kula l'chotz, she's partially actually bifnim with this bia, therefore the tzara is not free either. We're sorry for the day, pick up tomorrow with Al-Khadalid with more scenarios, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.